Simon Shimem Hey, we're up to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber now says, Ezehu Rishis Rabbim. What are the criteria to qualify for Rishis Rabbim Deraisa? So the Mechaber says, Rechoyva streets and Shvaka marketplaces that are 16 amas wide. The Mishnebura adds in, the same would apply if you have intercity roads that are 16 amas wide. So the first condition is it has to be a street, a public place. The second condition is it has to be 16 amas wide. And the Mishnebura explains the point of the 16 amas wide is we learn now from Diglei Midbar. And Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, and they had the Degolim, the way they were set up then. And then they had the Agolas, the wagons that carried all the stuff. And they were 16 amas wide. So it must have been that the pathways, the streets were 16 amas wide. And less than that, it's now Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa, where there's a Karmelis that only has Yisurim D'Rabbanan to carry from there to Rishis Yochid, from there to Rishis Rabbim, and vice versa, and to carry Da'al Amas within. As opposed to it's 16 amas wide, so then we're dealing in the world of D'Raisa. So the first condition is asked the Apollo place at 16 amas wide. The second condition has to be that it's in the Makura. There's no roof. But if there's a roof on top, it will not be Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa. And again, the Mishnah Berurah explains, because Diglei Midbar, in the Midbar, there was no roof. Now, the next condition, Mechaber says, Elam Chayma, that's not walled in. Or if there is a wall, it has to be Mefulish Mishar L'Shar. It's open from one end to the other. The Mishnah Berurah says, Shashar Mechavadim Zekanegat, the gates of the two ends of the city are one opposite the other, and therefore there's a straight line from shire to shire, from gate to gate, without bumping into houses or without bumping into walls. And the Bir Halacha says that once you have an area that's mefulish mishire to shire, that's straight through, without anything blocking, without any walls, so then the whole street, even the parts are where it widens out, where it's not connected to openings at both ends of the city, even the sides will still become Rishis Rabbim. Once you have the part that has the criteria, the sides of it, the tzide, will have the sides of the Rishis Rabbim as well. The Ramah throws in now another condition to be Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa has to be that the doors, the gates, are not locked up or closed up at night. But if the gates are closed up at night, so then it's not considered Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Mislosh, it's Mashba. Now, if they have gates that could be closed at night, but on a practical basis, they only close at night, that's not enough to take away the Shem Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa. He says, it's really Machlekes and some Shin Samadalad, Sevbeis, and Be'ez Hashem will get there. We'll learn more about that when we get there. So this is what takes Rishis Rabbim. Public place, 16 amas wide, no roof. They're not walled in, or if it's walled in, it has a straight line from gate to gate, and also it doesn't have doors that are closed at night. The Yeshayim, the Mechaber says, another Shittur Rishayim, told to be Rishis Rabbim, there's another condition, has to be that 600,000 people travel through it every day. And the Bir Halacha explains that the Machlokes over here is the first Shittur holds, only the Gabbai thinks after the actual physical Rishis Rabbim, how wide it is, whether there are gates, and things like that, those are the things we learn from Diglei Midbar. As opposed to how many people are there, we know in the Midbar there are 600,000 people. That's a side fact. Therefore, the first sheet does not take that into account in terming if it's a Rishis Rabbim. And the second sheet holds no to be a Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa has to be that there are 600,000 people passing over B'chol Yom every day. And Mishnah Berurah says, he looked on the Rishayim who hold of the Shita, it doesn't see any of them would say it has to be 600,000 B'chol Yom every day, as long as the place that 600,000 people go. And he says, look in the Bir Halacha, he brings to the Rabban and the Ritva. And there he talks, brings to the Ritva, that's Mashpat, that as long as it services 600,000 people, that'll be enough to be Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa. For example, Route 9, New Jersey, goes through Lakewood and many other towns, we'd have to look at and see, does it service 600,000 people? Even if on any given day there's no 600,000 people, even on the busiest day of the year, but if it services 600,000 people as a fundamental road, that'll be enough to make it Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa, according to the second Shita. And the first Shita holds, even without 600,000, it could still be considered a Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa. The Ramban, the Bir Halacha Tzayin too, says something else. It says the intercity road, the Sarabni goes from one city to the next, that'll be Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa, even if it doesn't have 600,000, even the Rishayim usually say need 600,000 people to be Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa. However, if it's intercity road, it'll be Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa even without 600,000 people. Let's say the Garden State Parkway or the New Jersey Turnpike, you know, they don't service 600,000 people, which probably they do, but even if they wouldn't, they'd be Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa. Well, let's go back to Route 9. Even if we do the math, we see it does not service 600,000 people, Route 9 in New Jersey, still be Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa, the way the Ramban explains, because of Saratia. Not everyone goes to Ramban of Saratia, or Moshe, Lucas Moshe, it's clearly not like that. He goes with the sheet of 600,000, and he says that intercity road will not be any different. It has to be that service of 600,000 people to be Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa. Now, those 600,000 is a questionable number because in the Midbar there are more than 600,000 people. There's the Erev Rav, those women, those kids who aren't part of that number. But Mishnah Berurah says these Rishayim only reckon what it says Beferish in the Pasuk. In Halacha, Mishnah Berurah says from the Machaber who only brings the 600,000 sheet of Yeshayimrim, it sounds like Be'ikr holds like the first sheet of. The holds even out 600,000 people. If it has the physical criteria for Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa, it will be Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa. However, Mishnah Berurah says we can't be meichel, we can't protest against those who are meichel and say that's not Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa, if it's less than 600,000, because many achrim go like that, it's definitely a chosh v'shita. About Nefesh Yemach for himself, the treatise, Rishis Rabbim D'Raisa, even if it does not have 600,000 people, if it has the other criteria. However, there are those who go with the 600,000 shita, and indeed, in most of Klai Yisrael, that they go with, or Moshe went with that lechatfila, it's before that in Europe, the minhag was like that, Taz, Ben Avram, Shemach Rav, etc. However, the Mishnura and Birlocha, he goes that, Banav Shemach for himself, less is another tzir, if another mitigating factor, why not be Shem Deraisa, then you can make on Misamachan the Mekilim, that it's not Shem Deraisa without 600,000 people.